And joining us now with more about tonight's debate is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Noah.
Last chance for John Kerry to convince America he's the right choice? Or is the last chance for George W. Bush to convince America that Kerry is the wrong choice? What do you think?
It's certainly the last chance for the two candidates to have as large an audience as they'll get before November 2nd. Millions and millions of people have been watching the debate so far. Of course, the first debate got the biggest turnout. Second debate, a little drop-off in viewership. But again, millions of people will be watching this unless they're watching the Yankees against that other team they're playing. But for the most part, this is the last chance to make their case.
Do you think people want to tune in to confirm what they already suspect or to really have a chance to change their mind and really with an open mind to watch? What do you think?
Polls show that there are not that many people who are wavering. There are not that many people who say that their minds can be changed. Now, we did see some shifting of opinion after the first debate. So there is some movement. We have seen some movement. There are fewer and fewer voters who have yet to make up their minds. And again, this could be the last chance. But again, having said that, there is still almost 3 weeks to go after this debate before November 2nd. So unlike the 1980 debate where Jimmy Carter did poorly, but then he only had a few days to recuperate and he didn't, the candidates have almost 3 weeks here.
Well, let's set the scenario up here. If the voting were held today, who wins?
Well, again, of course, this is not a national election. This is a 50-state election. And basically, there are only about 8 or 9 or 10 states that are truly in play. And you could see that by where the Bush and Kerry campaigns are spending their money. They're dumping a ton of money in states like Wisconsin, which has not voted for a Republican since Reagan in 84. They're spending a lot of money in Colorado, which was thought to be a Bush state until recently. Kerry has come on strong there. So there's only about a handful of states, or maybe two handfuls of states that are really going to determine this election. But for the rest of the country, the New Yorks, the Texases, the Californias, the Utahs, the South of the country, again, that the election there has been decided some time ago.
But what do the state polls say, the important state polls?
Well, again, like states like Florida, for example, a dead even state. Again, Colorado, a growing Hispanic population, a strong Senate candidate there for the Democrats. Democrats are more and more optimistic about Colorado. Again, a lot of states are closing in.
Here's a question, Ken, that I would ask you if I saw you in the halls someplace of NPR. And it's about the bulge that was visible on President Bush's, in the back of his suit coat during the first debate. This has been all over the networks, mentioned in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Speculation that it was some sort of audio cueing device or possibly a very light Kevlar vest, bulletproof vest that was riding up under his coat. What do you think about all this?
Well, I'm laughing at that question because my emails have been filled with conspiracy theories about what happened. Maybe some people said that the president was wearing Sandy Berger's coat jacket when he left the National Archives, and perhaps some of those classified documents would explain the bulge in the back. Some people say that maybe the president was listening to a transistor radio, listening to the Yankee game. But look. First of all, one, the Bush campaign has denied any wrongdoing. There's nothing to it. But I think it speaks to a much more important issue here, and that is, a lot of people remain suspicious of what happened in 2000, the 2000 election, how it was decided. There's a lot of paranoia about this election as well, and they think that anything is possible given what happened with 2000, with the Supreme Court, with the fact, blah, 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 that Al Gore won the popular vote, lost the electoral vote. Again, personally, do I think there's anything behind this? I don't, but I understand the apprehension and the suspicion that among many voters.
There could be a laugh moment here possible when the candidates come out, if John Kerry would sort of clap President Bush on the back and they could dispel all this.
Well, I knew something was suspicious when I saw President Bush come out with that joy buzzer in his hand, and that could be part of it too.
Thank you, Ken Rudin. He is NPR's, actually he is, political editor. Thank you, Mr. Rudin.
I am, and thank you.